Ludvig, solid start to the tournament here. Just describe how you played today.
Yeah, it was nice. It was it was nice to play golf. Obviously, this golf course is very challenging, and it demands a lot of good golf shots. And it was nice to see those. Obviously, playing with Scotty, you kind of expect good golf, and it's not always nice to play with someone that's also playing well. So it was a good day, and hopefully we'll be able to keep that up.
Ludvig, when you're playing with Scotty, somebody as competitive as him, just like you are, I mean, how much more does that kind of drive you both competitively on each hole?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm doing me, and I'm not trying to be someone else. But obviously, seeing good golf shots is always nice. It's always nice to, you know, try to keep up. But obviously, really pleased with today, and hopefully we'll keep hitting good shots and make sure that we're right around there come Sunday. Yeah, we got a few. I think it's just from the rain that came last night and yesterday, which makes a lot of sense. I also felt like the greens held up really nicely. You'll still get that first firm kick coming into some of these greens, but yeah, the fairways is still a little bit soft, but I expect it to just get firmer and firmer.
Are you an expert at mud balls? You know how to hit them?
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can do and try to figure out if the mud's on the left to go right and so much. But I think you just got to take more margins, be okay with whatever outcome happens, and try to put a good swing on it.
You're completely over the injury now?
Yeah. I mean, my knee feels good. It's been nice to have a couple of weeks. We were just saying before that I haven't really played that much lately. So it's just nice today to be back playing, and my first start since the PGA, and then I had 3 weeks before that off. So it's good to be back, and you kind of miss it when you're not playing.
Is that a problem with the PGA, the knee?
No, I wouldn't say so. I felt like I hadn't really played that much before and wasn't really prepared when I came there, I'd say.
Ludvig, just last week, Michael Thor Bjornsson was number one in PGA Tour, a spot you held. I know you guys played in college together. Just your impressions of Michael and you guys, what your relationship is.
Yeah, definitely. Me and Michael were good friends. I was texting him and his caddy Drew after he got the award. And he's a great player. We played a bunch my senior and junior year. It felt like every other tournament we played with Stanford, we were always paired together. But he's a great player. He'll be a good asset to the PGA Tour, and he'll bring a lot of good golf. Yeah, looking forward to seeing him out there, and hopefully play some late tee times with him as well during the weekends.
I was just going to say, a lot of the college guys, Jackson Koivun, who's here this week, Nick, have referenced the success that you had early as kind of inspiring to them to show that they can come out here quickly and find success. I'm just wondering if they've said that to you, or if you feel like you've made an impact on some of the younger guys coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows the levels of college golf, I would say. And it was the same thing for me when I turned pro, and obviously it was a year prior, but when Victor and he and Colin turned pro, it was basically the same thing where, you know, they showed that you can win tournaments quite early in your career. And I think if I can somehow motivate some of the other guys coming up, that'd be great. But yeah, I mean, obviously if they need some help or need some guidance or anything, and I might not know everything, but I might know a little bit more than them, I'm glad to answer any questions.
Is it becoming a jinx that anyone who is number one at PGA Tour University ranking is going to miss U.S. Open qualifying?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We've got you have the Open next week and then the British. Sorry, Jamie. That'll give you your year of having done everything. Do you look forward to kind of onward from there of it having a year experience, no new courses?
I think so. I think just the deal of having played the golf course before is quite nice. You don't have to spend that much time, you know, Monday through Wednesday, and it's you know, you have the memories and you know exactly what it's going to be played at, and those things are nice, and that's what I'm looking forward to. But on the other hand, I feel very fortunate to be able to have had that year that I've had, and to be able to have those experiences that I had last year and earlier this year. So it's been all good, and looking forward to many more years.
You've played this course twice before today?
Yeah, the practice rounds. Yeah, I came here first time on Monday.
I just couldn't figure out why, when your ball was right of the green on five, why you walked left all the way around.
I thought it was a bridge. I thought it was a bridge somewhere, and there wasn't. So I just took a massive detour, and I should have gone right. I didn't.
Ludwig, was there any trepidation coming in, being this your first time here at Jack's course? You know, any kind of nervousness, trepidation?
Yeah, there's always going to be nervousness teeing up in a golf tournament, whether it's your first one or your second one. And it was the same thing for me, obviously. You know, it is a cool golf course. It felt like a lot of these courses I like because it feels like I've been here before because I've seen it on TV and I've seen the shots, and it's those are the experiences that I think are really cool. It's the same thing this week, but hopefully we'll play some good golf for the next couple of days as well.
How much different was it watching on TV and then actually getting out and walking the course itself?
Yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, some of these holes, they are really tough. It's, you can't really bail out. There's always, it looks like you might go right because there's water left, but if you do that, you're in a downhill bunker shot running away from you and those kind of things. So, but yeah, it's a treat to play a golf course, and it's quite tough, yeah.
I know Valhalla was just one tournament and you obviously hadn't played much, but was it a bit of a reality check after your first major experience when obviously you did things at Augusta?
Yeah, it could have been, I guess. I had a great experience at the Masters and I got to experience the other side of the spectrum at the PGA. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it can't be downhill and downwind all the time. There's going to be ups and downs in golf, and I'm okay with that. I think everyone knows that who's played the game, and can't be perfect all the time. But, you know, the best we can do is learn from it and try to not repeat it as much as we can.
The thing is, in your short time, you have been perfect almost. So it's like, that's why people were...
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've been perfect. Absolutely not. I don't think anyone's perfect. But yeah, I mean, it's been a great year. I can't really do anything about it right now, but just to try to keep improving. And that's what I love about being here and being around great players and play these golf courses. It's been really fun.
What do you know about Pinehurst?
We play there on Sunday, actually. And I got to play the US Amateur there a couple of years ago. So I've had some experience on the golf course. It's tough. It's long. You got the turtleback greens where everything is running away from you, and I would expect it to be quite firm and fast. So it's going to be a challenge, like most golf courses we play. It feels like, but yeah, I'm really excited about playing my first US Open and to see how that feels like.
What's your strongest US Open memory from television?
My strongest US Open memory
stands out.
I think it must have been when Spieth won in 15. I remember I watched that one. Yeah, I remember he made a few of those sliding putts from left to right, and I would say those, yeah.